Okay. Let me get some stuff off. I got some more stuff on. You can shake a stick at. All right. Hey. Can everybody all see right. me?
We've got Coach Avent here. Coach, do you want to start with an opening statement and then we'll open it up to questions?
Yeah, I just want to say hey to Daniel. I haven't seen him in a long time. Hey to Alec. I see a lot of people that are good old friends. Tony Haynes. Jeez, this is nice. Okay. All right. No, it's just, you know, I think the guys are what I told the players yesterday is they're I think something we tried to build here at NC State and unfortunately have done it for the most part every year is a great chemistry team. And I think that's why a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times you'll see our team playing very well the last couple months of the season. And chemistry takes over, especially in a long sport that runs from February through June. And you have a lot of adversity and a lot of adjustments that you have to make. And I think it's the chemistry of that team and the leadership of that team that allows things to function and keep the team playing hard. Because if you don't play hard every day in this league and with our non-conference schedule, then you're going to lose that day. And playing hard just gives you a chance to play with the schedule that we create every year. So I told this team, even though I think all of our teams have been relatively close, that I really believe that this team seems to have a closeness maybe in the beginning that maybe a little bit greater than I've seen in the past, but we haven't lost yet. We haven't had an adversity, and that's what usually derails ball clubs. And but I hope the leadership on this team will remain strong because it's going to take a lot with a lot of distractions that are going to happen this year and a lot of adjustments that are going to have to be made. But I like this ball club. I like this ball club a lot. And even though they're excited about opening day, as every ball club is, they don't seem to have the giddiness that some clubs have. I think they realize it's going to be a long haul. And I think right now they're more preparing for May than they are for February 19th. And that's a good sign. And hey to Charlie Mickens.
We'll go ahead and open up the questions. Andrew, you can go first.
Hi, Elliot. Andrew Schnicker with Inside Pack Sports. Good to see you. Looking at the season that you guys were having last year and the start that you were off to and then obviously not getting to play that out, do you get the feeling that there's almost a sense of unfinished business for this group going into this season?
No, I don't feel like that. I've never been a coach that wants to use the word unfinished business or chip on your shoulder or all this kind of stuff. I don't think you play for things like that. I think those things sound good, and you might can practice with a chip on your shoulder, and you might can practice with unfinished business if you want to. But when it gets down to it, you play the game for the right reasons, and you play it for your teammates, and you play it for the fun of the game, and you play it to see who you can be personally and who your team can be as a unit. And I think that's what you have to focus on. So I know one thing, we haven't talked about unfinished business. I just know they haven't played in about a year, and they love this game. And I think they're 18 to 22 year old guys that can't wait to get back out there and play the game again.
Do you think though, that there might be a little bit more of an appreciation for a lot of them in being able to get back out there and play when they had it taken away at the end of last year?
We talk about that a lot. I've talked about that my whole career. You know, we all, me included, take this game for granted. All of us do. We take life for granted. And anytime you have something taken away from you, it makes you appreciate it a lot more. So I haven't talked about that this year because I think they understand that very well.
Brett?
Hey, Elliot, good to see you again. And for what it's worth, I'm as torqued up for opening day as any of you guys. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm wondering, you talked about chemistry, and with expanded rosters and so many guys back and a new group coming in, how much of a challenge is it to keep that chemistry good and, you know, keep everybody happy considering the circumstances?
Brett, that's a great question. I think I've coached for a long time, and I think for my first 30 years, I've tried to keep players happy, and I figured out you can't do it even with 35. Brian Ward, one of my former coaches and one of the great players and hitters in NC State history, always told me, he said, "Coach, you're a lot better with 30 players than you are with 35. And there's a reason for that. You can't keep everybody happy on a roster. And in trying to do so, there are some disruptions and distractions that will tear a ball club apart." So I think about 5 years ago, I started telling the players, as much as I'd like to keep you all happy, I realize I can't do that. I've tried for 30 years. It's your job to keep yourself happy. And if you can't keep yourself happy playing this game, being a college student, doing the things you do in a great city, in a great university, if that can't, in a great league, in a great non-conference schedule, and traveling around like we do in great cities and nice hotels, if that doesn't keep you happy, then, you know, you got a problem. So, but we did not expand our roster like a lot of schools did. Even though the NCAA allowed the expansion of rosters, and I've heard stories of 45, 50, upwards and 50. I've heard all kinds of stories out there. I never want to coach that many people unless I'm coaching football. So we did not expand our roster like the NCAA gave us the ability to do. And because I think you're better off with a smaller number of people. And the only thing that we're going to have to worry about is injuries, which you always worry about. And now, you know, contact tracing and stuff like that. You're going to have to worry about that because there's some days you're going to be limited probably.
We kind of overheard you on the phone talking about contact tracing and VMI. What's the status of that? And is there any chance tomorrow, Friday, doesn't get played?
I don't think so. I don't know. I hate you heard me talking on the phone, but as they tell me, my voice travels a little bit. But anyway, I obviously can't comment on that. And I don't know. But I was talking to our administration and, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. VMI tested yesterday as we did. And we came back with no positives. I think VMI is in great shape. And I think the game's all set for Friday.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Daniel?
Hey, Coach. Good to see you again. I was just asking, I'm sitting here right now. You've got a rotation set for this weekend. And more to the question I'm trying to ask, who are some guys that you think are potential to sort of vie for a starting spot towards the season, especially for those guys who we haven't seen at the dope that often or at all, really?
So, break that down a little bit more, Alec. I mean, what were you talking about exactly now?
Basically, I'm asking who you have this weekend as a starting pitchers and who do you see as guys that could potentially get a starting nod this season.
I see you now. I'm sorry. It's hard. I got a glare out here in the press box. And maybe I'll put my – I wear this hat now in honor of my daddy. Chris Hart says I look like Bruce Arians, which that's okay too. He just won a Super Bowl. But I'll wear this hat. Maybe I can see a little better. But, the starting rotation this weekend is going to be Evan Justice. I texted his dad this morning and told him I hope he could be here this weekend. That young man has worked himself into an unbelievable pitcher here since he's been here. He's done nothing but work. Turtlezon, a former player here at NC State, great player who shares the home run record here at NC State with Tracy Woodson. Turtle told us about Evan, and he has been not only a remarkable person, but he has worked himself into quite a pitcher. And he's going to open Friday night or Friday afternoon, and Sam Highfield, a local product here. He's going to be Saturday, and Sunday is going to be Chris Villeman from right down the road near Greensboro, and we're excited about those three, but there were many guys that could have been. David Harrison, who has many starts from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Reed Johnston from Enfield, North Carolina, had many starts here. We have a lot of players that can do versatile things, but right now that's the three guys that are going to step out this weekend.
Will?
Hey, Coach Ellie, it's Will from Technician. We were talking to Kent earlier, and he was mentioning young pitchers in your staff, such as Highfield and Billiman. What are you most looking forward to those pitchers who didn't exactly get the full season last year, as well as your new recruiting class, including guys like Cooper King?
Well, Cooper King, you mentioned a guy, actually, you must have followed or you must have heard my loud voice somewhere, but Cooper King is a freshman that's been really, really good since he stepped on campus, and another guy that seems his maturity level for a freshman seems to be pretty progressed, and He goes about his business the way he's supposed to, and he's been pretty good. But Villeman, you know, all the guys, anytime you play this game, that's why when they get drafted, they feel like you have to get so many innings on the mound. You have to get so many at-bats as a position player to be ready for the big leagues. And that's why Will Wilson and Pat Bailey just headed to Arizona to get some, start getting at-bats for the Giants. And that's what it takes. But so those guys missed some reps, but they're good players. They are ready for this weekend, but we'll just see how we look as a team.
Camden.
Hey, Coach Camden with Technician. I was wondering if you had a message for your team about, you know, not going out with all the contact tracing that you're going to have to do, or was that kind of up to the seniors on the team to, you know, talk to the young guys about doing that?
No, I think every coach sends a message to their players. And, you know, you send it to people who are 18, 22. I don't know how much you listen, or I don't know how old you are now, but when I was 18 and 22, or Tony Haynes was 18 and 22, I'm sure we didn't listen to everything we were told. But you think you're a little bit invincible at that age, and you think it's not going to happen to you. But, you know, our players are very respectful, and we have great leadership. As I said, the leadership on these older guys on this team is tremendous. And, but we don't talk about it every day, but sure, we've talked about it. I'm sure their parents have addressed it, and they understand the repercussions from, and I've had conversations. We've talked about changing roommates out, you know what I'm saying? To not have so many pitchers in the same room or middle infielders in the same room and catchers. We've talked about trading rooms out when they got back in January, and I set players down and talked to them, and they just assured me their room is so careful. And it's not an exact bubble, you know, but it's their bubble, and they're pretty respectful about who comes in and who goes out, and they trust each other. And we decided to go that route. But yeah, we've talked about it, but it's something I think they handle on their own very well.
Alec.
Hey, Coach Avent, good to see you. Obviously you're bringing back most of the team from last year, but one of the big departures is Patrick Bailey. You have a couple guys at that catcher spot. Obviously, Luca's been around. Danny Carnazzo, Bryce Bemmer come in. How have those guys kind of worked together and developed? So, you know, obviously you're not going to replace Patrick Bailey, but kind of take over that catcher spot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's the catching here. Coach Hart, who heads up recruiting, and all our staff, you know, Coach Chrysler, the work they do, everybody that's recruiting these players here, not only try to recruit the best character kids they can get, because character – in the end is going to build success. And, but we've been so fortunate here with Patrick Bailey, and oh boy, we're never going to have another Brett Austin, and we're never going to have another Caleb Mangum, and we're never going to have another Dan Mooney. We've had so many great catchers here. And, the thing about Luca Trash is he sat here for, a year or so behind Patrick Bailey and didn't get to catch because Patrick caught every game. And then, last year, he didn't have a season, so he didn't play summer ball. So Luca is basically catching for the first time. And we brought in a junior college guy, Danny Carnazzo from California, who's just a tremendous person, and he's a big plus for us. And then we have a young freshman from Pennsylvania, Bryce Beamer, and those three are going to have to handle the catching duties, and they've been doing a great job. Luca's gotten better and better and better. He takes it so serious, and he's got a great respect for the position of catcher, and he works his self to death to be as good as he can. And the only thing he's missed is what we all have to have as a baseball player to be successful is repetition. So he's missed those games. He's missed the summer ball, but we're very satisfied with what we have behind the plate right now.
Andrew, and then after Andrew, we'll have time for one more question.
Elliot, how important is it to have a guy like Kent Kleiman that you can rely on out of your bullpen that's been here and thrown big innings for you, both in that regard and, you know, as kind of a leader for your younger pitchers?
Yeah, Kent Kleiman's unbelievable right now. His maturity level, what he brings to this ball club, the fact that he committed to come back for a year when a lot of people would not have done that, and just how he goes about his business and his experience level, and he's worked himself a lot to get his body in the best shape. He's a big man. He's like 6'7". So little harder for that 6'7" guy to work to keep his body in shape than other people. He's worked himself very, very hard. He's in the best shape of his career here, and he's had some big moments for us, and we all have a lot of confidence in him. He knows that. Everybody likes him out there at game time. And but the leadership that Kent Kleiman and Dalton Feeney and the rest of that locker room, Evan Justice, Cameron Cotter, just you can go on, JT Jarrett, you can go on and on and on. The leadership that they provided means as much as it does their contributions on the field. So Kent Kleiman is going to be a big part of this ball club.
And how happy are you for him to get an opportunity to come back this year after the way his senior season ended last year and get to finish out his college career the way that he wants?
Real happy for Kent. You have a special relationship with all your players. Matter of fact, I received something. One of my former players from 20 years ago, over 20, 23, 4 years ago, Luis Figueroa, somebody delivered some hand-sewn placemats and napkins for my kitchen table just as a gesture for him. So our relationship that we built with our players, you know, Andrew Brackman showing up to my dad's service, there's just so many things that I can go on and on. But my relationship with Kent Kleiman is very similar to my relationship with Chris Combs in that one special year I had with Chris, is that he loves NC State. Here's a guy who I think his granddaddy played for every case. Here's a guy who loves it. He's watching every basketball game, every football game, and he lives it just like I did as an NC State fan. And so I admire that, because you don't always see that in today, where it's almost like teams are almost separated a little bit. And he's back to that old school. He loves NC State, and he watches every sport, and he pulls for every sport. So Kent and I have a special relationship in a lot of ways.
All right, Will, and you'll be our last question.
Hey, Coach, just the way the schedule got put out this year, you'll start ACC play next weekend. So that being said, how important are these games against BMI this weekend as well as the midweek game next week to have guys that you can trust to put out there for an ACC series against Georgia Tech?
Yeah, the thing is, you're going to start ACC play the second weekend, and even though you're never ready when ACC play starts anyway, you don't have who exactly needs to be where, and you figure all this stuff out as the season goes along. It just starts a couple weeks earlier this year, and guys aren't up like Evan Justice. All the starters can throw like 75 pitches this weekend, and so they're not where they need to be. But it is going to be give us a idea or a tape measure of where we are right now and where we're trying to go and fit the pieces in. So I hope all three of these games get to be played this weekend. You mentioned the game next week, and then we'll have Georgia Tech buzzing in next weekend.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate you taking the time.